John Carland does not Christmas shop early, file his taxes much before April 15th, and is quick to admit he can let things slide.
I put things off. I'm a procrastinator, so I just put it off until I had to do it, I guess.
Last October's less-than-graceful launch of healthcare.gov didn't provide further motivation. But the 22-year-old doesn't get insurance through his job refilling fire extinguishers. And so now...
Here I am. Apparently the problems are fixed, so I should get on it.
Carland is finally getting on it at an Affordable Care Act sign-up session at the Keene Public Library. Lee Nyland is here to help. She's what's called a marketplace assister, one of 50 or so around the state helping people enroll in coverage. So far, she says things have gone pretty well. But for some, this isn't an easy choice.
We have had a few people that have come in probably 3 times. They've booked several appointments because they're not sure or, gee, I want to go home and look at this. And that's fine, too. It's just, at this point, it's kind of decision time. Yeah.
March 31st marks the end of open enrollment, the six-month window where individuals can shop for insurance and, in most cases, get government help paying for it.
It's really about the money and financial assistance.
Karen Hicks is project manager for New Hampshire's consumer outreach efforts. She said they focus grouped possible messages.
We don't need to spend any time convincing people of why health insurance is a good thing. It's really all about what's going to make it affordable.
Her group is using $2 million in federal grants to blanket the uninsured with mailers, phone calls, and TV ads.
The law says that if you don't have health insurance, you have to sign up by March 31st. CoveringNewHampshire.org is how you do it. Avoid the fine. Get peace of mind. Get covered.
So far, more than 21,000 people have signed up, outpacing the federal government's target. That's despite outreach efforts getting off to a late start. Republicans last summer delayed the grant money. Hicks says that move may have a silver lining.
I feel pretty good about where we are right now, and obviously some things would have been better had we gotten an earlier start. But in many ways, the timing was fortuitous because our efforts really ramped up once the kinks in the website were worked out.
But those kinks haven't helped sell Obamacare. A UNH poll taken in February showed a majority of residents still oppose the law. Lisa Kaplan Howe with the advocacy group NH Voices for Health says that may change as more people benefit.
The more that you have real people who either themselves are being impacted or their families, friends, neighbors, people start to understand that there's something that they will lose if we lose the law.
Not everyone is likely to talk up their new insurance. Back in Keene, John Carlin plans on buying a policy, even though he doesn't support the law.
I just don't think you should be forced into having insurance, but if I'm going to be forced into having insurance, I might as well get a good deal on it.
Those deals run out March 31st. The tax penalty for not having coverage starts at $95 or 1% of income, payable next year on your tax return. For NHPR News, I'm Todd Bookman.